Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk for February the 21st. It is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We didn't have time. We wound up in that first hour. Those of you in Spokane, you're going to be a little bit mystified because it's been a while since the first hour. Those of you in listening to Northwest Public Radio, you'll get what I'm talking about. We didn't have a chance to really do the credits like we're supposed to, so we'll do them at the beginning of this hour and the end of the second hour as well. If you want to email me at dmaherwsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. Un Jung Shin doing the playlist, and she does such a nice job. She's reading all kinds of stuff about John Knox and Mary Queen of Scots and the North African campaign, and I'm just listening with pretty much rapt attention, as rapt as your attention can get when you're trying to figure out what CD is not working and that kind of thing. Alrighty, Gene Redpath, the late Gene Redpath. This is from an album called First Flight, which is a kind of a compilation of her very, very early work in the folk movement in the early 60s with, I believe, the Prestige label. And it's wonderful stuff. This is Gene Redpath with the lightest of the lightest of vibratos, and it's just great. And then after that, Johnny Hardy, who's the fiddle player with the old Blind Dogs band, and Gavin Morick, from an album called The Blue Lamp. But first, Gene Redpath, the plowboy lad, the late Gene Redpath, who died just this last year. All right, here we go.
Come saddle to me, my grey mare, saddle to me, my pony, oh. I'll take the road and I'll gan for a walk, a walk with the roving plowboy, oh. Plowboy, oh. I'll follow the roving plowboy, oh. Last night I lay in a fine feather bed, sheets and blankets a cozy, oh. The next I'm a lie in a coal barn shed, round in the arms of my plowboy, oh. Plowboy, oh, plowboy, oh. I'll follow the roving plowboy, oh. He's a champion plowboy, my Geordie lad. Cups and medals and prizes, oh. In bonny different side, there's none can compare with my jolly roving plowboy, oh. Plowboy, oh, plowboy, oh. I'll follow the roving plowboy, oh. Say, fare ye weel, all Huntly. Follow the roving plowboy,
oh, first of the toon I came for to stop. I started up in business in my side street shop. To the kirk every Sunday I get twice as a rule, and counted the collection for the Sunday school. For my greatest ambition it was, you see, to tell a wee bit story at a kirk soiree. My chance came at last, but Lord preserve us, I couldn't say a word, for I felt that nervous. I thought upon a limerick, and I thought upon a riddle. I started on a story, but I stopped it in the middle, for the story I had started, it was not, you see, the kind you can tell at a kirk soiree. After that evening, men would stop for the finish of my story in my side street shop. My business grew so rapidly, and so did my renown, that soon I was elected for the council of the town. And they made me the convener of the sewerage committee for the story I had started at the kirk soiree. When I became a magistrate, promotion proved my ruin, for the first time that I sat upon the bench was my undoing. For objectionable conduct I'd to try a friend of mine, and gie him 7 days without the option of a fine, for telling to a bobby, a staunch wee free, the story I had started at the kirk soiree. So I retired from public life, a disappointed man, with my mouth all twisted, telling stories in a hent my hand. Now many years have passed since fortune gave me such a knock, but just the other evening I received an awful shock. For the minister's flapper daughter at her father's jubilee told the story I had started at the kirk soiree.
Thank you. It's another sunny, cloudy, strange day. Strange day. And hey, just like before, I never really seem to know quite where I am. On my way out walking, I can't help but keep searching. I hope I find a road to take me where I need to go. Wherever this is, wherever this is. Hey, I keep on looking forward, guessing games. How will it go? Then hey, I'm always tripping over, always racing, always reaching for the light. The wind, the tide, the currents that could take me so far out across the open sea. Nightmares fade into breaking day. I somehow find I'm right here where I've always been. Wherever this is, wherever this is, wherever this is, wherever this is. That could take me so far out across the open sea. Nightmares fade into breaking day. I somehow find I'm right here where I've always been. Wherever this is, wherever this is.
That's Tom Bolton from a self-released, self-produced album. Don't know much about Tom Bolton. He's obviously, he has an accent of some sort. Could be a Brit. Could be from British colonial something or other. But anyway, he's a good songwriter. And this kind of puts us back out of the traditional Celtic, which was what we heard with Gene Redpath, the Plowboy Lad, and the Kirk Soiree. And then we heard Johnny Hardy and Gavin Morwick from their wonderful album called The Blue Lamp. And we heard a horo from Bulgaria. Those exotic rhythms, wonderful rhythms. And then we heard The Blue Lamp Suite. And then Tom Bolton. Speaking of good songwriters who really never got a lot of their stuff played on the radio, it was Harry Chapin, because his songs were so long. So he had a hard time getting a lot of commercial airplay, which was good because these long songs survived their stories in arenas that Harry Chapin himself probably was never in. But so good at creating stories. Some folks can do that. Stan Rogers could do that. Some folks try to, more folks try to do it and don't pull it off, like Harry Chapin and Stan Rogers and David Wilcox, folks like that. Here's Harry Chapin.
It was an early morning barroom, and the place just opened up, and a little man come in so fast and started at his cups. and the broader served the whiskey. She was a big old friendly girl, and she tried to fight her empty nights by smiling at the world. And she said, "Hey, Bob, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell you've been hiding, and why you look so down?" But the little man just sat there like he'd never heard a sound. The waitress, she gave out a cough, and acting not the least put off, she spoke once again. She said, "I don't want to bother you, consider it's understood. I know I'm not no beauty queen, but I sure can listen good." And the little man took his drink in his hand and he raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips and he told the waitress this story. "I am the midnight watchman down at Miller's Tool and Die, and I watch the metal rusting, and I watch that time go by. A week ago at the diner I stopped to get a bite, and this here lovely lady, she sat two seats from my right. And Lord, 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 she was all right. Oh, she was so damn beautiful that she'd warm a winter frost. But she was long past lonely and well nigh under lost. Now I'm not much of a mover or a pick-em-up easy guy, but I decided to glide on over and give her one good try. And Lord, 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 she was worth the try. Tongue-tied like the schoolboy, I stammered out some words, but it did not really matter much, 'cause I don't think she heard. She just looked clear on through me to a space back in my head, and it chained me in the silence as quietly she said, 'If you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be.'" Anywhere's a better place to be. I drove her to my boarding house, and I took her up to my room, and I went to turn on the only light to brighten up the gloom. But she said, "Please leave the light off, oh, I don't mind the dark." And as her clothes all tumbled round her, I could hear my heart. Moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the kind of scene I only had imagined in my head. I just could not believe it, to think that she was real. And as I tried to tell her, she said, "Shh, I know just how you feel. And if you want to come here with me, then that's all right with me. 'Cause I've been oh so lonely, loving someone is a better way to be." Anywhere's a better place to be. Thank you. safe from harm. I did not want to share her with the world or break the mood. So before she woke, I went out and brought us both some food. I come back with my paper bag to find that she was gone. She'd left a six-word letter saying it's time that I moved on. The waitress took her bar rag and she wiped it across her eyes. And as she spoke, her voice came out as something like a sigh. She said, I wish that I was beautiful, or that you were halfway blind. And I wish I weren't so doggone fat. I wish that you were mine. And I wish that you'd come with me when I leave for home. For we both know all about loneliness and living all alone. And the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand and he smiled a crooked grin. He said, I guess I'm out of gin, and I know we both have been so lonely. And if you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be.
Game like it was your last. Don't do it. for the wall. You gotta be determined as a devil, selfless as a saint. Keep between the white lines and hit it where they ain't. If you play for the team, you won't ever stand alone. Remember in the end, you wanna be safe at home. Play for your heart and don't be afraid to show it. He was gone one morning as quick as he came. Never ever saw my Uncle Dale again. Since then I've heard a lot of preaching, but never have found half as much wisdom as his sermon on the mount. You gotta be determined as a devil, selfless as a saint. Keep between the white lines and hit it where they ain't. If you play for the team, you won't ever stand alone. Smart and you're lucky, faithful and true. If you play by the rules but still steal a face or two, and if you play for the team, then you won't ever stand alone. And remember in the end, you want to be safe at home.
Down with a knapsack on my shoulder and a pocket full of stories that I just had to tell. You know I've knocked around a bit and I've had my share of small town glories. It's time to hit the city and that crazy carousel. I've been feeling sorry for myself, but you know I was only lonely like everybody else. Until you brought your Sunday morning sunshine.
Yeah.
You know what? I got so carried away with the Sermon on the Mount by John McCutcheon and A Better Place to Be in Sunday Morning Sunshine, all that Harry Chapin stuff, I forgot to do the break, and we have to do the break. It's a legal thing. Inland Folks production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and we're taking a break. Oh, yes, we are. We'll be right back in just a few seconds. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from Pullman Disposal Service, working with the people of Pullman in making the effort to save our natural resources through curbside and apartment recycling programs. Pullman Disposal provides answers to recycling questions at 334-1914.
Partly cloudy and windy today with a chance of showers or snow showers. High temperatures 42 in Moscow, 48 in Clarkston. Mostly clear tonight and breezy with lows in the lower 20s. And tomorrow should be sunny with some gusty winds on the Palouse. Highs near 40. Next week, a couple of days of sun and a chance of rain.
October, the year I turned 5. The wind off the lake made you feel so alive. All the Yankees were coming like a force out of heaven for the World Series in 57. There was Swanee and Red, Johnny Logan and Lou, Afco, West Felix, and Joe Adcock too. There was Henry and Eddie, and my hero Dell, right there on the TV. I remember it well. It's the Star-Spangled Banner at the top of your lungs. Take me out to the ball game like when we were young. I'll remember each play to the end of my days. The land of the free and the home of the Braves. Though we took it in 7, it was all for the show. We were toying with Casey, a good chance of snow. For fans in Wisconsin are tough women and men. It's warmed all our hearts each October since then. It's a Star-Spangled Banner at the top of your lungs. Take me out to the ball game like when we were young. I remember each play to the end of my days. The land of the free and the home of the Braves. When a town loved the team, a team loved the town, and you cheered for your heroes even when they were down. The crack of the bat and the jump of the ball, the roar of the crowd as it cleared the far wall. Now every autumn, I gather my kids. I tell them about all the brave deeds we did. My dad and the TV trays out in the den. I feel like I'm 5 and in the series again. It's the Star-Spangled Banner at the top of your lungs. Take me out to the ball game like when we were young. I'll remember each play to the end of my days. Oh, say, can you see my old man and me in the land of the free and the home of the brave?
give a kid a pile of money and you put him on TV for being better at a game than you and I will ever be. You want him in the bullpen, you want him in the zone, but you want him far away from a microphone. John Rocker gave an interview. He told us what he thought. It's what a lot of people think, but he got caught. Now everybody's wondering just what we're gonna do about the ugly little secret that we always knew. John Rocker. John Rocker. When I read the story, first thing that came to mind was how Henry Aaron fought his whole lifetime, battling the demons that raised their head and the kind of ideas that that interview spread. John Rocker. Henry Aaron. Jackie Robinson. How many jokes and how many crimes? How many missteps? How many abuses? How many apologies? How many excuses? For I am the queer with AIDS, John Rocker. I'm the single mother with the kids, John Rocker. I am the foreigner and I got here the same way that your people did, John Rocker. So take your seat on the subway, get on the bus. Underneath your fears, you're just one of us. Take your seat on the subway, get on the bus. Underneath your ignorance, you're just one of us. John Rocker gave an interview, he told us what he thought. It's what a lot of people think, but he got caught. Thank you.
drive down on Rondelet Road, past the schoolhouse, faded doors. You'll see a barn by the old fishing hole. Inside there's a wooden with running boards. Chrome headlights and a flathead six. 97 horses ready to ride. You catch some air upon the ridge where the world meets the sky. Tonight you die. It looks like faded rust when the neon moon's on the rise, streaking down back roads, kicking up the dust as the midnight radio preachers it defies.
You know what? We messed up here. We messed up on this big time, and I feel kind of bad about it. But we're going to have to pull out of Tango Ranchito by John Nelson because we just didn't quite allocate enough time for it. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Woon-Jung Shin doing all the playlists and reading about John Rocker on the computer and all kinds of stuff. My name is Dan Marr. We'll be right back. Hang on.